am about to be joined by Shelley Lassica to talk about a new performance exhibition happening at Pika, which puts dancers and objects in a constant dialogue with each other. Lassica joins us to explain how this is going to work. Shelley, welcome.
Hi, Beck. Very glad to be here in Perth.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. Apparently, allegedly, like Ursula Le Guin, you are also a bit of a legend. Is this an accurate description?
No, not really.
I mean, you can call yourself a legend. It's fine.
No. I don't think I will.
You don't need to be humble.
No, I don't think I would have described myself.
But you have been experimenting with choreography and with dance and with movement for 4 decades now.
Yeah, I've been interested in how choreography and dance and dance in relation to other kinds of languages and media functions. It's, you know, in different kinds of cultural situations, but really especially within the gallery and the museum. And, you know, there's a very particular way that people and work communicate in those, and the kind of the interface between those things is very particular in those situations, which I find endlessly fascinating.
When I'm Not There is specifically focused on these relationships between people and objects, and it's a performance that is going to be happening during Pika's opening hours, as in it's not a discrete period of time where people go along and sit down and watch. This is just happening.
Yeah, and I'm very interested in that different kind of interface. So rather than coming at an appointed time, we are inhabiting the space because, as you said, it's a performance exhibition, so it only functions with, and rather than saying people and objects, I would kind of say choreographic objects and other kinds of objects. And so it just gives a slightly different way of thinking about time and also about sort of the changeability and contextuality of all kinds of objects. You know, there's nothing is completely stable, I think. So, but, you know, I think the idea is that, you know, people can come and go as they please. They can stay as long as they like. But our performance doesn't insist on being watched, and it goes on for the time that the gallery opens each day to the time it closes. So we begin on Tuesday the 11th and we go till the 23rd, and the gallery is open from Tuesday to Friday from 10 till 3 and on the weekend from 12 till 5, and we're there the whole time.
And surely, I mean,
this work.
Those are long days to be dancing all day.
Yes.
So there are going to be 8 of you altogether, so it's not just going to be you.
No. There's 8 performers, and, you know, one of the things about working in any particular situation is the logistics, and that's both the logistics of the particular place but also the logistics of looking after people. So, you know, there's a kind of like a roster system that also then affects the work and is part of the work too, which is also really fun for us. And I think fun for the audience too, because things shift around. So not every day will be the same. The work sort of becomes itself over the whole period of the 2 weeks. And this is the third time we've done it in Australia, which is also really exciting. It was initially commissioned by Hannah Matthews at Monash University Museum of Art, and then it went to the Art Gallery of New South Wales, and now it is here, and Hannah is now the director of Pika, so it's really great to be working with her and the Pika team again.
If you've just tuned in, we are speaking with Shelley Lassica about her new work, When I'm Not There, or, you know, third time performed new work. Shelley, what kind of things become evident when you are performing in relation to objects?
I think, again, I would sort of talk about these different kinds of objects, and it's also with, you know, part of the initial commission with Hannah was to look back at my archive of work, because as you said in the very beginning, I've been doing this kind of thing for 40 years. And the work that's present in the room with us is Leigh's kind of testament and registration of earlier works, both within the choreography and within those objects. So there's kind of these different relationships that happen as elements of the past and future kind of build a possibility for what can or might happen as the days unfold. And I think, you know, I think there are sort of longer moments and shorter moments where various interactions become sort of prescient of what might happen, you know, later in the day or at another time on another day, which you won't necessarily see when you come. And that's the other thing about the work, and something that I'm interested in making work is that you never see everything, you know, you only see an aspect of things. And I think that's very much like our experience of the world. And then you actually, and the audience has to make choices about where they are in the space and what they choose to look at. And that, I think that's exciting for an audience too, that they have some agency as well.
It also raises the question of who owns a particular performance. I mean, if you have 8 dancers who are being rostered on and off, and audiences who come in and out, who is it that owns that experience of being at that performance? And
yeah, I think owning is a very interesting language to put on that. I guess, you know, I work with the other thing about this exhibition performance is that there's a lot of people who've contributed to it, and that's all the performers, the other artists who I'm working with who have worked with me in the past. A couple of the initial commissioning producer, the consultants I work with. So the work happens between us, but is, I guess, directed by me, but not totally controlled by me. So I can't control how people see the work, and nor am I interested in doing that. I'm interested in setting up a situation of possibilities, and that happens within the making of the work, and also the making of the work is also people attending it. That's also, I believe, the making of the work. So I guess, you know, all of that comes into play, and also the composer who I've worked with for over a long period of time, who has made a series of a work that continues and changes over the 2 weeks, that's developed from work that he's worked with me on over a number of years. So I'm not sure who owns the work. I mean, I don't think you mean it in an intellectual property kind of sense. That would be a different answer.
That did not even occur to me.
But I think everybody owns the work.
I know. I'm really interested that you're kind of exploring this temporality as well as spatiality in the work, and the ways that, you know, no one really sees every single aspect of even their own lives. When you do stage this performance, is there anything that surprises you? Like, if you've done this twice before, has there been anything that you've gone, oh, I was not expecting that to happen?
Oh, most definitely. And if there wasn't, if that didn't happen, I would be most disappointed. I don't want to, I can't know anything, everything about a work. If I did, I wouldn't make it. I want to find out stuff. And I guess that kind of keeps me wanting to keep making work. And it's the reason I work with other people too. It's the exchange between us. And I feel like, you know, my role as a director and also as a performer in the work is to, just as I said before, keep on actively setting up situations where different kinds of exchanges can happen within a very specific framework. You know, there's a huge amount of very specific work and training and fastidious attention to detail that goes on in the building of this work, but then there's an opportunity to then make choices within it for everybody involved in it.
Shelley, I hope that your performances at PICA surprise you in a very Bulu-specific kind of way. When I'm Not Here There is happening from the 11th to the 23rd of June at PICA. During their opening hours, you can pop down and check out what's happening and be surprised, be delighted, yeah. Ask some questions.
Can I just add one more thing? I'm doing an artist talk. I just need to remember. It's on Saturday the 15th, I think that's correct, between 4 and 5.
And you can find out more about that on the PICA website.
Absolutely, yeah.
Amazing. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us on Artbeat today.
Okay, thanks, Bec. Lovely to talk to you.
You too. That was Shelley Lazica talking about her new performance of When I'm Not There. It is a choreographed performance exhibition in which 8 dancers, including Lazica, interact with each other and with objects that are part of PICA's current exhibition.